Hello, Victoria Moles. Thank you very much for agreeing to the interview. So my name is Bernard John, and my colleague is Anne Hawkins.
Who's sitting there being a nuisance?
And what we'll do is, you know, as you've seen yourself when we interviewed Lynn, that we sort of share it between us. That's the way it goes. So, so I'll just kick off with where were you born?
I was born in Bristol, but I've always lived in Caldicot.
So where in Bristol were you born? You can't. Oh, you mean raised in the hospital, presumably?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as you're really, you're a native of Caldicot, yeah. And when was that?
22nd of the 10th, 1996.
Right, okay. And you lived in Caldicot, your home was in Caldicot at that time. So which home was that? Where was it?
The first home that I cannot remember is Two Deep Weir Gardens.
And the next one?
16 Betjeman Avenue, which I lived at till I was six, and then moved to 58 Cobb Crescent.
Yeah. So do you remember Betjeman Avenue at all?
Yeah, a bit of it. Mm. I remember in my bedroom there was this really horrible carpet.
Which you were glad to leave behind.
Yeah.
And do you remember what the house was like, you know, facilities in the house, cooking facilities?
I think it was quite small.
Yeah.
I can't remember our first oven, but I remember that we got another one that we left when we moved the house.
Yeah.
But I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, no, you were young. So did you start school whilst you were there?
Yes.
And what was the school, or what was the name of the school?
West End Infants.
And do you remember the school?
Yeah, parts of it.
Do you remember the first day at school, or the early days at school?
No. I remember a couple of things being in the nursery, which was on the same site. And I remember, because there was a slight hill up there, which seemed huge when I was little.
Yeah.
And I remember walking up that and going into the building.
Yeah. And do you remember any of the teachers?
In West End, I remember having Mrs. Roberts in reception and then Mrs. Monair in year one and two, which I both liked at the time.
Mm. And how big were the classes in that school?
I think there were about 30. But I'm not too sure.
Yeah. So you made your first friends there in that school?
Kind of, yeah. I wasn't really a friendly person when I was a child. A bit of a loner, more hanging out with adults than people my own age.
Were you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about that. Why do you think that was? You're hanging out with adults, as you put it. Why was that? What were the circumstances?
I'm not too sure. I just think I was always told I was very clever, and that when I was younger I'd actually engage with adults in conversations which were coherent and didn't sound like they were coming from a 5-year-old.
Yeah. So you were interested in the adults and the adult conversation, and they accepted you.
Yeah, and I'd be perfectly happy to sit in there listening to what was going on.
Yeah. So you remained at that school until it came to move on to the next school, did you?
Yeah. Till Green Lane Juniors.
Okay. So before you left that school, can you tell me something about the facilities that the school had? I don't know, play areas and classrooms and blackboards and things like that. Can you remember any of that?
At West End, I think they had whiteboards. I'm not sure if they were new or not. I think we had blackboards as well, but they were just really moving towards using more of the whiteboards. But I don't know, how they just seemed normal to me back then. What about facilities? They didn't really seem to have much at West End. We had a yard, and I think in my last year they managed to buy the field that was next to it that had been fenced off previously, and they managed to clear that up and open it up for us.
So the yard was your playground?
Yeah.
And do you recall what games were played in the yard?
I remember I liked playing hopscotch. Mm. But I don't really remember what else was there. I remember there were lots of paintings on it, and I think there was a maze right in the middle.
Mm.
But after 3 years, you know it back to front. So.
Yeah. And where you lived, tell me about the street that you lived in. What was it like?
Not too sure, really. I know it was... So we didn't really play out in the street that much.
Mm.
I think at the end of the road there was like this car park area, if I remember rightly, that we went to sometimes and kicked a ball around. But there were other children in the street we didn't really get on with, so it was mainly staying in and playing in the back garden with my brothers or something.
So you enjoyed playing with your brothers?
Yeah, we got on most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. They're both older than you?
Yeah.
So how much older are they than you?
Chris is about 4 years older than me, and Rich is just over 5 years older than me.
Mm. And you were the youngest?
Yeah.
And the only girl?
Yeah.
Any external activities you were involved in, at that stage?
At that stage, I don't really think to. Okay. I mean... I think I remember coming to the library quite a bit, doing the listening sessions and the craft sessions in the holidays.
So that library was this new building that we're in now?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So were these organised things in the library?
Yes, I think so.
And so you mentioned the craft sessions. Can you say something about those?
They were kind of led. We had something that we were meant to be making, and then they kind of just let us loose with glitter and glue and pipe cleaners and stuff and just see what you'd end up creating, and usually be an absolute mess, but back then it looked brilliant.
And you enjoyed that?
Yeah.
And what was the other thing you mentioned in the library?
I think they had reading sessions that I remember when I was quite little coming down and listening to in the children's area.
Do you think that was useful?
I used to love it. I used to love stories. Still do.
So you left the primary school and went to, which school did you go to from there?
Well, there was Green Lane, which was my junior school, and
go on, explain.
And then I went to Caldecott Comp, well, Caldecott School it is, when I was 11.
Yeah. So Green Lane was the junior school.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a different school from the infants.
Yeah.
So
now,
tell me about Green Lane.
It was quite a good school. I mean, even when I first went there, they were on about knocking it down and building it up.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I suppose it was all right. I think when I first went there, they had the huge, I think it was called the annex.
Mm-hmm.
Which was basically in the middle of the yard, which was buildings that were not safe to go in, and they just kind of were there. You just kind of accepted it back then. But even the parts of the buildings that were safe, they were still a bit old, very old-fashioned window, well, what I'd call old-fashioned.
And do you remember the classrooms and the teachers? Can you say something about those?
I think my first teacher was Mr. Farrens.
Mm.
I had him again in year six. I liked him when I was in year three, not so much when I was older.
Mm.
And then there was Mrs. Campbell in year four.
Mm.
And then Mrs. Barker in year five. And then in year six, I had about three different teachers.
Were you good at school?
Yeah. Yeah, I was generally considered one of the brightest.
Mm.
So we all thought I had a future, so that was good.
And so you left that school, as you said earlier, and you went to the comprehensive. So for the listeners, can you say something about the comprehensive, Caldecott Comprehensive, what it's like, you know, what the buildings were like?
Well, the buildings were old, and you could tell it, especially Grey Hill, which was the oldest, and there wasn't enough room to move in the corridors, and all the cupboards were old, and... Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
And when you first went there, can you remember how you felt going into that school?
I think it was a bit intimidated, but it was kind of just like, well, I have to do this, so you might as well get on with it.
Yeah.
And I think I remember going into the hall on like my very first day of year seven and just and sitting there and nobody seemed to know each other. Even if they had friends from their primary schools, they didn't seem to be able to find anybody and everyone was just kind of standing around. So.
And that memory stayed with you. But you settled down there, got to know the school. So tell me about the teachers. Do you remember any of the teachers' names?
Yeah. Probably the ones that stick out most in my mind, my favourite teachers, would be Mr. Bryant, who taught maths, Mr. Blake, who was IT, and Mr. Webb, who I didn't meet until sixth form, but he taught psychology and was my form tutor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there were plenty of others who fell somewhere between the lines of being good and not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as far as you were concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe you preferred some subjects over other subjects.
What were your favourite subjects, do you think?
Maths, IT. I liked English. I kind of had went between liking it and not liking it due to circumstances. But yeah, I got on with most subjects quite well.
Mm. So, due to circumstances, is there anything you want to say about that, or would you prefer not to say? You don't have to.
It's not...
Well, yeah, mainly it was... I disagreed with some other teachers.
Right, okay.
On certain principles and how things should be done.
Yeah, okay.
But it was always very... I think they found it difficult to argue with me generally because I was so clever and kind of knew what I was on about more than most.
Yeah.
And could find theories to support what I was saying.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. So when you're in the secondary school, what any external activities you were involved in?
Well, I was involved in a couple of things with school. I think in the first 3 years I did netball and did some of the athletics and competed in the tournaments and stuff. Outside of school I joined Army Cadets. I also played the flute. I started that when I was seven and started going to the South Monmouthshire Music Centre,
mm-hmm.
which they held in Chepstow School.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the Army Cadets. What was that like for people who have no idea what it was like, the things you did, the building you were in?
Well, the building we were in wasn't so great. It was quite old. It was actually, we found one magazine in the Army Cadets once and it had pictures of a building that looked exactly like ours that was meant to be the before shot of all detachments and they were all meant to have been done up and of course ours wasn't.
Mm.
But it was far from the worst that I've seen of detachment buildings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Where was the building?
It's on Mill Lane next to the school.
Mm.
Mm. More that next to the leisure centre.
Yes. Well, yes.
Mm. And what sort of things did you do in the Army Cadets?
Well, there was lots of... You'd do drill, which was just the marching up and down.
Yeah.
And field craft, so you get to go and put camo paint all over yourself and blend in with the scenery. Have rifles running around, all sorts, getting completely covered in mud. But you do other things like shooting on ranges, and map and compass. We go up hiking on some godforsaken mountain in the pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
But all for good fun.
So are you trained to do these things?
Yes. Yeah, we were taught about it and then basically just go and enjoy ourselves.
Mm.
And there's always instructors around to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And it's...
Did you do
it? I never did Duke of Edinburgh, but it was... I think it was a 2-star expedition, which is equivalent to it, but I never did all the extra stuff.
Mm. So the instructors, did they have a military background?
Some of them did.
Yeah.
Not all of them. A lot of the instructors did end up leaving the army and wanted to do something else and give back and became instructors, but there were plenty of people who were just civilians, some who were cadets before they were instructors and some who just came into it without...
Mm. So is it something you would recommend to some youngster who's wondering what to get involved in? And if you did recommend it, why would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would, because it's like nothing else you do. The friendships you make there and the kind of things you do and the discipline and get it's all free, and it's hard to explain, but I loved it, and I know many of my friends did as well. So.
And the what are the benefits to your mind of having that discipline?
You become very...
A more rounded person.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Just, you take on this responsibility rather than leaving other people to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I've had people say to me, especially now that people, I've left cadets and people don't know they were in, once they find out, it's just like, yeah, that makes sense. You seem like you're the type of person who would have. And just certain mannerisms and things I do.
So tell me about your schooling. You've mentioned some of the subjects you've enjoyed, maths and the IT. So you did the O-levels in a wide range of subjects, including those. And what A-levels did you do? What A-levels did you choose?
I did maths, further maths, IT. And I started off on chemistry but dropped out because I didn't like it too much. But then that was the first year of A-levels where I passed maths and IT but managed to fail further maths. So I took the AS again of that in year 13, and I picked up psychology at AS as well.
So when you picked up psychology, had you missed some of the tuition for that?
No, I joined in with the year 12 classes. So just started straight from the beginning.
And those subjects orientated towards maths and science seems to be the direction that you've chosen to do. What was your reason for making that choice? Because obviously everybody's faced with a, you know, a choice between, not between, but of science subjects and perhaps subjects like English and other history and so on. There seems to be a broad division there. So why did you go in the direction that you did?
I think it was because, not because I didn't like the other subjects, I did, but more... You wouldn't get any other opportunity to study maths like that other than school. And so I could still continue looking at English and reading history books and things like that outside and still understand it, whereas the maths, you generally need more guidance and more given questions to follow. So it was more the fact that I could basically do both in its own way.
It's more difficult to catch up on that grounding in mathematics and science. And so outside of school, you've already mentioned the Army cadets. So any other things that you did outside of school?
Outside. Well, when I was younger, about seven, I was in the Brownies. And I can't remember much of that, really, apart from that it was fun. And I mentioned about the South Mon Music Centre. Also do writing group here in the library, which I've been going to since I was 11, I think.
Tell me about your writing. What sort of things do you like to write?
Fantasy stuff, mainly, and things that are a bit off the wall, which poetry and short stories and anything, really.
And you started that about the age of 11. So have you continued with that, or is that something that's been overtaken by later things?
Yes and no, I still write, but it's much more sporadic when I do it. It'll be 3 hours sat by my laptop for no other reason than I can, and writing, seeing what comes out, or just scrawled over many different pieces of paper. But it's not like I write every week like I used to.
And reading, what sort of things do you read?
Similar stuff, fantasy, mainly more books that are aimed at teens because the adult books seem rather dreary.
So you completed your A-levels at Caldecott School, and you left the school. So what did you do next?
I went to Leeds Beckett University to study computer science. And I'm in my third year of study at the moment. And one more left after this to complete my master's.
So the computer science course, from what you described, is a four-year course. And so you study a body of knowledge, and does it lead towards a certain qualification, or apart you get the degree, the master's degree, is there any professional recognition of that qualification?
Yeah, it's a Master of Engineering rather than a Bachelor's of Computer Science, which most, or computing, which most computing students get. So it's definitely one above, and it's more focused on the engineering rather than the computing side of it. So there's, it basically doubles the amount of fields that you could go into and that we start to learn about.
So tell me something about the studies. What sort of areas does it cover in layman's terms? What sort of areas does it cover?
Well, it covers quite a broad range, so but mainly programming, networking, which is working with how computers connect, both with wires and wireless. We also do quite a bit of project work, where we basically choose something to create, whether that be making it out, making a network, making, programming something, or anything we like, really, and just have to follow that right the way through.
So all the way through, do you mean over more than 1 year? Is there a...
Not yet, but we've... Currently we have a year-long project that we're doing over both semesters. And we had to start that right from the thinking of the idea to the creating and finding research papers that support our work to starting to create what we said we were going to. And at the end of the year, we'll need to have a finished product that we can demonstrate.
And that will be assessed and part of your overall assessment. And the do the other staff, the lecturers and professors involved, in overseeing what you do, or is just left to your own devices?
They do keep tabs on us quite closely, making sure that we're not going off at a tangent, and what we're doing will fulfil the criteria and is plausible in the term of completing it in 1 year.
And are they helpful if you need any advice on any areas where you might need to read up or...
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
And usually they know someone who they can point us to in the computing department who will know something if we don't or they don't.
So you're in your third year, you've got one more year to go, and what will you, what will the final year involve? What will you be doing in that final year?
Well, we'll have a dissertation to do, which can either be research-based or product-based. So you either... pick something to research and look up all the different journal articles and research papers done and find out there and try and tie them in and look to the future of that, or pick a product which is similar to what we're doing to the project now and basically create something.
So the first one is more paper-based, desktop-based, and the second one is more
practical.
And when you finish the qualification, you'll be thinking about somewhere to work, or maybe study further. Which direction do you think you would go?
I'm not sure at the moment, because I have talked to people about doing a PhD, because it sounds like so much fun. But also what I'm getting is that you really should get some grounding in the actual industry first and see how things are done. Because in the end, that's all the research is going towards. It's actually being put to use in the industry. And if you don't know how that works, then it's hard to integrate your own research with it.
So the getting grounding in industry would be a break in your studies and working somewhere?
Possibly. It depends on what I can find. Because there are PhD schemes which go part-time. So I might be able to study it as well as work, or I might end up starting in a job that want to fund my PhD so I can get further and help their company.
So there are quite a good range of options.
You didn't actually say what university you're at.
Oh, didn't I? Leeds Beckett University.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so, and if in ultimately, so that's the choice between further study, then there's the choice of work. Have you thought about where is it likely that you would ever come back to Caldecott?
Well, yes, I don't want to leave because I want to be here for my parents.
Yeah.
But, and there are quite a bit of technology-based companies around here in Bristol and Cardiff and Newport and the like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's seeing what the future holds, really.
Yeah. So you're still interested in the area because of the family connections?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the work areas, have you thought about the work areas you might, because you have a wide choice with that background?
I haven't really. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. Where I'd like to end up, so.
Yeah, early days. Well, thank you very much, Victoria Bowles. Thank you for the interview.